You're listening to Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and diving into the dirt right now. We're taking you down to our favorite organic compost spot, Living Earth, based right here on the Dolphin Coast, just outside Ballito at Fairview Estates. And I've never thought that I would really ever be so excited to talk about dirt, but over the last few weeks I've been learning a lot, and I've been coming to appreciate how this stuff is, well, it's alive, hence the name Living Earth. And from the Living Earth team in the studio with me once again, I'm really excited to welcome Louise Fletcher back to the microphone. Louise, how are you today?
Very good, and yourself, Mike?
Very, very stoked, very excited to pick up where we left off with our last chat and to find out how things have been going for all the gardeners out there. Because, you know, we've been having this regular gardening chat on Radio Life and Style, proudly powered by Living Earth, I might add. Tracy Miller-Smith from EcoBalance has been giving us cool little tips about how to make the most of our garden spaces. Yep. And inevitably, we end up talking about what's on offer from Living Earth, because you've got some fantastic solutions to power all kinds of gardening work. And
that's it.
Obviously, the compost is the top of my mind, but you've brought out a really cool new line recently that I wanted to talk about, and this is mature compost that has now morphed into something really well suited for topping off the garden. Am I right?
Yes. So it's a new line made from a mature line. So yeah, with all the waste streams that we have coming into our site over the last 5 years, we've doubled the quantity that we're taking in annually. So it just means that we have a lot of compost lines available, and we've realized we've got quite a few mature lines, so they're about a year old, and we're no longer wanting to sell them as a compost. We've decided that a topsoil is more appropriate. So awesome. Yeah, like a soil amender.
So this is the thing, you know, the name says it all, Living Earth. It is alive with microbial action, and the longer it is alive, it sort of changes. It's a bit like fine wine, I suppose. And so after a year, you know, you're sitting with this mature product now, and there's no shortcut to get there. You know, the time is the ingredient, and you've got the luxury of having enough of the stuff that you can have a mature batch. And now that its composition has changed, really well suited to being a topsoil, a soil amender. And when you say an amender, what do you mean?
So most of our gardens, most of the land around here, it's that very orangey, ready coloured soil with not much life to it. When a new bull takes place, which there's a lot of happening around here, they clear the topsoil away and generally get rid of it. They dump it, you know, it gets taken away. Yeah, or sold to somebody else. And then the homeowner's left with this subsoil. So this is now a topsoil to come and replace and to put the carbon back into the ground. And then you would still do your last layer of compost, you know, your really alive stuff as you're planting. But yeah, it's just to basically build up that layer of topsoil again.
Awesome. And you're talking about all these layers. I'm starting to now, you know, get an appreciation for how important it is to make sure you've got your layers going. And with our garden chat, this last one, we were talking about winter and the effects of wind on the garden and how that can just dry out and really sap the moisture out of a soil bed if you don't have your layers going properly. And the advice that Tracy was giving us from EcoBalance was that a good time now to be putting down some mulch. You guys also have a mulch line, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have everything from compost to the topsoil to the mulch to the potting soil. We have a wide variety available. But I mean, I can tell you now, my skin can tell me it's winter. It's drying out.
Yeah.
It's actually ridiculous how quickly that happens. So yeah, the soil is alive.
You should
know,
put some mulch on your
exactly.
There you go. There's a new line for you, a Living Earth face cream.
Walk around looking like a tree.
Very cool. You know, I'm just giving you ideas. You can take it or leave it.
Yeah, got it.
But you mentioned the amount of waste that you've managed to save from landfill, and it's a cool part of the Living Earth story that I don't know if people kind of appreciate it or realize just what a big deal it is. But just give me some figures. I mean, looking at your website, there are a couple of big numbers. Mm. And those, I mean, have grown even bigger since we last chatted. What are we talking about?
So, for example, the garden refuge, you're looking at about 24,000 cubes a year. That's just one product line that comes in.
That's matter, plant matter that would have gone just to a dump, a landfill.
Correct.
And you've been able to take that and convert it into something productive and giving new life to gardens all over the KZN North Coast.
Exactly. We've got, so I had a look at the figures. It was about 34,000 units, but now you must bear in mind that for, say, there's 56 units on a litre, SAB brewery stuff sends something to us, right?
Yeah.
That's actually in a 10,000 litre tube that comes in. So it's 56 times 10,000 litres. That again, is one line. But we, in 5 years ago, it was about 10,000 units that came to us, and now we're on 34,000 for the year. So it's increased a lot. It really has, yeah.
That's exponential. It's incredible numbers and sort of kind of hard to wrap your brain around.
Yeah.
But if you head on out to the Living Earth Farm, you can come and see it all in action. And you do get people rocking up at the farm to come and grab a bucky load or two. But for those that maybe don't have two buckies to use, you do orders for bulk delivery, am I right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've got two trucks, 4-ton and 8-ton. So obviously, bearing in mind, you need to be able to accept that onto your property. Otherwise, we use some of the skip companies. They do the 2-cube loads. So yeah, we can organize delivery, definitely.
Brilliant stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a quick little musical break right now. But on the other side, I want to pick up on another thread that we mentioned in our last discussion, talking about what you've been cooking up in the Living Earth kitchen with an outfit called Convert the Dirt. Stay tuned. It's Radio Life and Style. We'll be back talking Living Earth on the other side of this one. Hey, back in with part two of our chat on Living Earth, your favorite local organic compost manufacturer and based right here on the Dolphin Coast, literally helping grow the North Coast in every way. And Louise Fletcher is still in the house with us, dusting the dirt off the table here. we're putting it under the microscope. And this is something that we actually chatted about the last time you were in, Louise, how you recently had the opportunity to put your dirt under a real microscope and actually see firsthand how alive it is. And since then, you've been working closely with some experts to develop some exciting new things, new lines. Tell me, what's the process been like?
It's been very exciting. So to even just to have some of the staff on the compost site have a look and see under the microscope and see what is in our compost. It was lovely to watch their reactions and see them seeing it for the first time.
Could you actually see little microbes?
It's amazing. So she basically takes the compost and puts it into water and then takes a tiny little bit and sticks it in between two plates of glass, and then under the microscope you see the bacteria, the fungi, you see the nematodes cruising around. They're like little worms
actually moving.
It's really so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I should have been a scientist or a biologist.
Well, you kind of are. I mean, this is amazing. So, you know, it's not just a name, Living Earth. It's actually the scientists tell you it is very much alive, and that means it's exactly what you want to be putting in your garden. Because, you know, if it wasn't alive, it wouldn't work.
Exactly.
So now that you've been taking this sciencey approach to understanding the components that make up your fantastic products, how are you taking this even further with this company, this organization I've heard about called Convert the Dirt? Cool name.
It's very cool. Yes. So Natalie's helping us. We are designing new lines. We're making them a lot smaller just so we can have trials that go a bit faster. Mm. And we are basically using it like a recipe. So baking a cake, you need to have all your recipe, all your lines out ready, and you put them all together, make your line and follow the instructions to the T. She's being very strict. She's making them monitor every pile every day, but it's really cool. It's fun to see it coming together.
That's amazing. And yeah, it's like such a progressive and exciting thing to be tackling.
Yes.
And it just goes to show how you guys are, you know, innovating and embracing science. I mean, you know, apart from just, you know, going by feel and, you know, it looks like it's working. Now you're actually taking it a step further and saying, what have we actually got to work with here? How can we tweak the recipe and bring out the most amazing, diverse and effective product lines? And it's literally homegrown. It's such a cool local story. And I think it's, you know, you guys are setting the standard. I'm sure that this is going to be a model that other parts of the country are going to look to and say, oh, look what they're doing on the North Coast.
Well, the really cool thing is that it is like baking a cake. You need certain ingredients for certain things. So when you've got your compost, it's not one size fits all, because certain farmers need certain things in their compost. So once we can get it tailor-made, we can then start making specific batches for different growers. You know, it can go quite far.
Wow. Yeah. So if you were supplying a macadamia farmer who's got particular requirements for his orchards, you'd be able to provide something that would be specifically tailored to get maximum yield and be purpose built for that.
That's it. That's the idea.
This is so exciting. So now if you're getting excited, like I am, maybe you've got a request. Maybe you want a recipe for whatever you're trying to grow, get in touch with the Living Earth team. They might be able to cook something up. And what's the smartest way to reach out? Firstly, just to place an order, or maybe to engage with you on some of this exciting new work that's happening.
So you can phone me. It's 083-655-3019. You can check on our website if you didn't catch that. you can contact us through the website. But yeah, I'm happy to receive a WhatsApp, start a conversation, or give me a call if you old school and you like to actually talk.
Brilliant.
Whatever.
and the website address, livingearth.co.za.
That's it. It's in the name.
Couldn't be easier. And Louise is the lady that you will find most days up to her ankles in dirt, loving it, and giving us the update right here on Radio Life and Style as we celebrate growing the North Coast. And look, more power to you and the team, Louise. And thanks for sponsoring our Blooming Good Garden Show, by the way. We will definitely be chatting again and seeing what the latest recipes to come out of the Living Earth kitchen are looking like. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Ooh, and by the way, yeah, it would be remiss if I didn't mention that while we are still in the midst of winter, you've still got your fantastic winter special going at the moment, hey?
Yep, we do. And we're going to throw in an extra little special bit and say that if you mention that you heard about us on the radio, you get an extra 5%. So it's currently a 20% special. And you can get an extra 5% if you tell me that you heard us on Life and Style.
There you go. So you'll definitely want to mention that when you call, and you'll find the number on that website, livingearth.co.za. You heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. Tell them you heard it. And my special guest, Louise Fletcher from Living Earth. Louise, till next time,
stay dirty. Keep well. Ciao, ciao. Stay dirty.